As Roy walked out into the light, a roar of recognition drowned the announcement of his name, but not the loud beating of his heart. Lon Toomey, the hulking cub hurler, who had twice in the last 2 weeks handed Roy his lumps, smiled behind his glove. He fingered the ball, reared and threw. Roy at the plate watched it streak by.
Strike!
He towed in, his fear returning. What if the slump did not give way? Toomey lifted his right leg high and threw. Roy swung from his heels at a bad ball, and the umpire sneezed in the breeze. The lady in the stands hesitantly rose for the second time. The fans behind her hooted.
Hey, down in front!
But though her eyes showed she was troubled, she remained standing. Noticing Toomey watching her, Roy stole a quick look. He caught the red dress and a white rose, turned away, then came quickly back for another take, drawn by the feeling that her smile was for him. Now, why would she do that? A pitch streaked toward him. Toomey had pulled a fast one. With a sob, Roy fell back and swung. The ball began to climb. The second baseman stabbed high for it, but it leaped over his straining fingers, sailed through the light, and up into the dark. Roy circled the bases like a Mississippi steamboat. The Knights poured out of their dugout to pound his back, and hundreds of their rooters hopped about in the field. He stood on the home base, lifting his cap to the ladies' empty seat. And though Fowler goose-egged the Cubs in the last of the ninth and got credit for the win, everybody knew it was Roy alone